This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Concussion history linked to higher tinnitus risk, study finds. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Forger, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. People with a history of concussion symptoms face significantly elevated odds of developing tinnitus, according to research published in Sports Medicine, open in June 2026. The study also found that among those with tinnitus, the associations between concussion history and cognitive impairment, depression, and anxiety were substantially larger than in the general population. Key takeaways: greater concussion symptom history is independently associated with increased odds of tinnitus, a ringing sensation in the ears. Individuals with both concussion history and tinnitus show elevated rates of cognitive dysfunction, depression, and anxiety compared to those with concussion alone. The findings suggest that tinnitus may be a clinically relevant outcome marker for post-concussion syndrome and warrant routine screening in concussion care. Study at a glance. Elevated odds of tinnitus identified among those with greater concussion symptom history, according to Sports Medicine. Open concussion sequelae, comorbid outcomes in tinnitus cases, prevalence of cognitive impairment, depression, and anxiety among concussion patients with and without tinnitus. Cognitive dysfunction with tinnitus, 78%. Cognitive dysfunction without tinnitus, 40%. Tinnitus. Depression with tinnitus. Depression without tinnitus, 38%. Anxiety with tinnitus, 65%. Anxiety without tinnitus, 34%. Source: Sports Medicine Open, June 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Concussion and tinnitus, a bidirectional relationship. The association between concussion and tinnitus extends beyond isolated hearing dysfunction. Research published in Sports Medicine Open demonstrates that concussion symptom severity is correlated with tinnitus onset, suggesting a shared neurobiological mechanism. The study examined multivariate associations adjusting for age, sex, and other confounding variables, strengthening the causal inference. Tinnitus following concussion may reflect underlying central nervous system sensitization or subconcussive injury to auditory processing pathways. This mechanism aligns with growing evidence that post-concussion syndrome involves widespread neurophysiological changes beyond focal brain trauma. Amplified mental health burden in concussion tinnitus cases. Among patients with concurrent concussion history and tinnitus, the prevalence of depression and anxiety reaches clinically significant levels. According to the Sports Medicine Open analysis, the odds of cognitive impairment, depression, and anxiety are substantially elevated in this subgroup compared to those with concussion alone. This finding suggests that tinnitus may serve as a marker of greater overall post-concussion burden. The psychological toll of chronic tinnitus, persistent auditory symptoms that are often invisible to observers, compounds the psychiatric sequelae of concussion itself, creating a synergistic negative impact on mental health. See also clinical updates for emerging post-concussion management protocols. Clinical implications for concussion screening and management. The findings reported in Sports Medicine Open argue for routine tinnitus screening as part of standard post-concussion evaluation protocols. Patients presenting with both conditions warrant more intensive cognitive and psychiatric assessment. Read more on patient-centered care approaches. Current concussion management guidelines from sports medicine organizations do not typically include tinnitus screening, despite its emerging clinical significance. Integration of audiological assessment into post-concussion care pathways could enable earlier identification of high-risk patients and facilitate referral to audiology and mental health services. Concussion symptom history is independently associated with increased odds of tinnitus, with significantly elevated comorbidity rates for cognitive dysfunction, depression, and anxiety among those with concurrent symptoms. Sports Medicine Open, June 2026. What this for patients? If you experienced a concussion and now have ringing in your ears, seek evaluation from both audiology and neurology specialists. Screen for depression and anxiety, which may co-occur at higher rates. Comprehensive post-concussion care should address hearing, cognition, and mental health together. For clinicians, add standardized tinnitus screening to concussion evaluation protocols. Consider heightened psychiatric risk assessment in patients with both concussion history and tinnitus. Collaborate with audiologists on management and refer to mental health services when indicated. For policymakers, revise post-concussion clinical guidelines to include tinnitus screening and audiological assessment. Fund research into the neurobiological mechanisms linking concussion to tinnitus. Strengthen integration of audiology into sports medicine and primary care concussion pathways. Frequently asked questions: can concussion directly cause tinnitus? Concussion can cause direct trauma to auditory pathways or trigger central nervous system sensitization that manifests as tinnitus. According to Sports Medicine Open, the association is robust even after controlling for confounding variables, suggesting a causal or mechanistic relationship rather than coincidental occurrence. How common is tinnitus after concussion? The exact prevalence varies by study population and concussion severity, but the Sports Medicine Open analysis found significantly elevated odds in those with greater symptom history. Prevalence estimates suggest that tinnitus complicates 10 to 15% of clinically significant concussions, though subclinical cases may be underdiagnosed. Should all concussion patients be screened for tinnitus? Yes, according to emerging evidence. Sports Medicine Open supports adding tinnitus to standard post-concussion assessment checklists, particularly for patients reporting persistent auditory symptoms or comorbid mood or cognitive concerns. Simple screening questions can identify candidates for formal audiological evaluation. As concussion recognition and reporting improve across sports and military settings, clinicians will encounter more patients with post-concussion sequelae. Tinnitus, long overlooked in concussion care, now warrants systematic assessment and integrated management alongside cognitive rehabilitation and mental health support. Future research should investigate whether early tinnitus treatment improves cognitive and psychiatric outcomes in the post-concussion population. Source: Concussion Symptom History, Linked to Increased Odds of Tinnitus.